Welcome to the IRS Problems Podcast with Mike Evans and Certified Tax Resolution Specialist Todd Whalen. Mike and Todd will discuss listeners' questions and common problems you might face dealing with the IRS.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the IRS Problems Podcast, where we help you answer all the questions and complex issues that you may be dealing with when it comes to your taxes. I say we, like this is a we enterprise. No, that's him right there, Todd Whalen. I'm just here to kind of make sure this stuff stays on track. But Todd is the expert. Todd is the guy that's going to be able to help you with your issues. And there's a lot of different ways you can get Todd's insight, whether you go to denverfan.com/tax and send in questions and comments that we can address here during these podcasts, or you can go to DIYIRSHelp.com. That's an opportunity for you to maybe handle some of your IRS issues on your own with some assistance from Todd. Or if you have something that's really a handful, really a problem, and you just kind of feel like you have nowhere to turn, you can, of course, reach out to Todd at Advanced Tax Solutions. As you've heard Todd over the years, helping so many people with his spots here on the fan. Todd, last time we did our podcast together, we were talking about the power of the IRS and how really they're above the law, and they really wield almost unlimited power. They really don't answer to anybody. So if you decide, nope, I don't think I'm being treated fairly. I don't think that what I'm charged with is something that I should have to pay. Basically, what it comes down to is this. How do you go about challenging the IRS? And would you recommend it?
That's a great question. You know, we've been talking about knowledge is power, or is knowledge power? And so that's our role here. I have the knowledge and you, Mike, have the power. So that's our roles here. But this conversation kind of stemmed from somebody, you know, saying, hey, do I even have to file? Do I have to do this? And every now and again, that's a question I get on a semi-regular basis. I used to get it all the time. It used to be a very popular movement to say, hey, you know, the tax system is voluntarily, you know, let's send the letter, you know, dear IRS, please remove me, unsubscribe, you know, remove me from your mailing list. But there's a certain kind of thing that people have done. And 10 years ago, it happened all the time. And it's very damaging when people write arguments such as, you know, the tax system's voluntarily, I don't have to pay taxes, and you file, the common way to go about it is to file tax returns with all zeros, your zero income, zero, you know, and just say, this income isn't income because either the tax system's voluntary or based on the original definition of income, this doesn't qualify, it's not really income, you know, of just a variety of income arguments. And I'll be honest with you, I've heard so many of them. They sound good. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. it's believable if you hear out the whole spiel. If you just ask the average Joe, do I have to pay taxes? They're going to say, yeah. But if you get the right person that explains how the system is voluntary or how income isn't really income based on this or that, it kind of makes sense. I get it. But so I usually don't argue with people like that. I say, let's just say for argument, you're right. The tax system wasn't set up for this. I liken it to being run over in the crosswalk. You had the right of way, but you're still dead. You know, it's because when the IRS gets a hold of that, you won't believe what they can do.
So as much as you maybe want to plead your case, I'm just, you're the expert, but I almost would say, like, when it comes to the IRS, try to keep a low profile. Don't do anything to draw added attention to yourself. And I would think that if you're like eagerly looking to tug on Superman's cape, that they're just going to be like sitting back going, really, that's how you want to play this game? Okay. And then now you got their full attention. And I almost would try to just whistle by the graveyard. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, this is what happens most of the time. If you're lucky, this is what happens. First of all, the IRS will send you a nice letter saying, we're making changes to your return. And now they prepare a return for you based on what they think you could possibly owe. In other words, they're not going to do you favors on this tax return. So they're going to prepare a return for you where you owe a lot more money. And then they're going to charge you a $500 per person per return. So if it's a joint return, it's $1,000 each. I'm sorry, $500 each for each return. So $1,000 per return. And let's say a lot of times they pick them up and they'll do like 6 years in a row. So all of a sudden you got a penalty of $6,000 and they've changed all of these returns to say you owe a lot more money than you really probably do. So that's where it kind of starts. The IRS draws a line and says, nope, not going to accept these. And now you owe a ton of money plus these penalties. And then it gets worse. If you appeal that, and you can, it comes with appeal rights. And so you file an appeal, and what the appeals officer is. Now, don't forget, when you go to appeals, it's another IRS agent looking at your stuff. So they're going to say, no, this is a frivolous appeal. I'm mm-hmm. not even going to hear you. I'm not going to grant you a meeting. And by the way, because you filed this, we're going to charge you $5,000 as a frivolous return. But, you know, fortunately, we live in America, right? You get your day in court. So this appeal comes with tax court rights. So you can actually take them to court and get your legal arguments in to say, well, this is legally, you know, I mean, it's a legal argument. Is it constitutional or not? Do you have to file a tax return? And so, you know, a lot of the people are like, my goodness, I'll get my day in court. And so they file a tax court petition. I've helped people at the end of this process when they've gotten religion, but they go through it, they file a tax court petition. And, you know, you do believe, hey, I get my day in court. I mean, we believe in that trial by jury and of our peers but the first mistake there is there's no jury in tax court. It's an administrative court. So your whole destiny lies in the hands of a judge. So that's the first kind of like, you're not going to get your peers saying, you know, he's right.
Right.
You're going to get a judge who's been appointed and they believe in the tax system. So what happens then? So your case ends up in the tax court system. And then the IRS writes a letter to the judge saying, you know, this has been heard so many times. It's a matter of law. You have all of the information you need to rule right now. Is the tax system legal or not? So there's no real need for a trial. Just rule based on all the evidence you have. And the judge will. And he'll rule against you. So you'll get a letter saying that we've ruled in that this is a frivolous case and that you have no right in court. You're never going to see the inside of those halls. You lose. And by the way, here's a $25,000 penalty per person per year. So think about the last one I worked on. It was a married couple with six years. So $50,000, $25,000 apiece per year. That's $300,000 plus the appeals penalties, plus the original frivolous return penalties. You've never got to talk with anybody about it.
Wow.
You know, you really never got your day. Nobody ever heard your argument.
Right.
And now in this, the last one I worked on, it was over $400,000 that they owed and they made 50 grand. So you know what I mean? It's like, file your tax return. There's no way if you filed your tax return that you could ever possibly owe that kind of money. But the IRS just, it's unbridled power.
So I stupid question, I guess, but I got to assume nobody's been able to prove that having to pay taxes is unconstitutional, right? Because there would have been a precedent set at some point, right? I mean, to the best of your knowledge, has anybody ever been able to have their day in court and actually prove that?
Well, what has happened in the past when they weren't really looking at it and they didn't have the technology, some cases went through the system and they kind of won. They got their way, but it wasn't precedent for the law. All the tax court cases, all the cases that are material, they've lost. In other words, if something didn't, you know, it'd be unlikely now that anything would get through that way. But, you know, there are cases that people cite, well, according to this case, well, it doesn't matter anymore, because those are obsolete. There's more precedents. And the precedents now is we just rule against you and we won't even listen to you.
As we discuss this power and above the law that the IRS has, you mentioned something. You said that if you don't respond, the IRS will prepare a return for you. Yeah. And what will they base that on? Or will they base it on anything? Or will they just fill in whatever figures they want?
All of the above.
Okay.
Usually what they do is they take what's on file and they say, okay, there's a 1099 here, and they're going to prepare it based on that 1099. They can compare it to prior year's income. If they have W-2s, they do that, but they don't give you any expenses against anything.
Right.
And they can actually even look at your lifestyle. Believe it or not, they search the web. They can look at, they're actually actively doing this. They're looking at your lifestyle on Facebook and things like that.
So if you're bragging about a new boat or something, you get
it. Yes. Okay. They can be like, and they can look at the pictures. Like you can see what a person's house is like. And so they can see things and say, okay, based on your lifestyle, we think you'd have to make at least this amount to support that. And so they're going to send you a bill and then it's up to you to prove them wrong.
Wow. I can just imagine that it's bad enough to know that they have this kind of power, but the fact that, I mean, this just buys into the idea that Big Brother's always watching, right? There's that eye on the sky type thing that, that's, now you got me really curious, and I apologize if we're going off on a tangent, but how did they get this much power and why is it seemingly unchecked?
Well, it's how I don't think it's a secret that our government's just a tad bit greedy.
You don't say.
And they're the ones that empower and make the rules for the IRS. And so once they write it, it goes into what's called the Internal Revenue Code, and then which is the law. So they have like the hearings, congressional hearings, and then from that they make law. They make laws. They put it in the Internal Revenue Code, which is one book, and then they have the their interpretations of that, Treasury interpretations, and they're out for public comment, but it's basically the IRS's, it's called a Treasury regulation. And once that's the IRS, the regulations interpret the code. And once that's been posted, that becomes law. And if you want to challenge that, then you have to actually have it's a big deal to challenge a Treasury regulation. Like the IRS instructions mean nothing. The laws and the code, and then the Treasury regulations interpret the code. Those are the big deals.
See, here's what I'm hearing then, because, and if you're somebody who's watching this and you're at all sideways with the IRS, then I can't stress enough then how important it is to reach out to a professional for two reasons. One, you are dealing with a complex issue. You're dealing with all kinds of laws and regulations, and good luck trying to figure that out yourself. But secondly, I think the emotional part of it, Todd, I think I would get so frustrated and bitter and angry at you know, the idea that they're able to do this to me and they can just do it with a smile, I think I would end up saying or doing things that would probably work against me and only hurt me even more. So I think for a practical reason, but the emotional reason is if I'm sideways with the IRS, the way you lay out the kind of power they have, the last thing I want to do is be dealing with them. I couldn't trust myself to be cool and professional and keep my emotions in check.
Yeah. Sometimes it's painful. Like I have a master's in tax, and man, the more you learn, the more you hate them. I shouldn't say that, but you're like, oh my goodness.
God, I hope this goes viral.
Yeah, it's brutal. And I've seen enough to where, yeah, that's why I'm a little bit bitter and twisted, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, this is, you just have to accept it that they have a tremendous amount of power. So they do have the power, but your only defense is knowledge, but they have the power. So it's not like if you need knowledge, because if you're ignorant, they will destroy you, mm-hmm. you know? So let's say that you have no knowledge and the IRS levies your bank account. Well, if you have knowledge, there's ways to try to get that released. We can generally get those released with knowledge and, you know, the right forms and whatnot. But some people just quit their job. You know, they don't have knowledge. They're ignorant of the laws. And so now they go somewhere else. And meanwhile, the IRS takes their bank account. Mm-hmm. So then they quit using their bank account. They do cash. And then they get another job. But if you file a tax return, the IRS then knows where your new job is. Or even if you don't, your W-2 information, everything gets sent to the IRS. Mm-hmm. So they have it anyway. And so then they just levy you again. So if you don't have knowledge, the IRS can just destroy you, just destroy you. So knowledge is your tool, but they have the power. There's no doubt about it. The IRS has unbridled power. And there's appeals, there's things you can do, but there's always another IRS agent with power on the other end of it. But you keep arguing.
What you just said was fascinating. It's like, here you are, you've been doing this for a long time. You're a pro's pro. You're able to look at this most of the time, just dispassionately, and just look at it as a job. And yet, even though it's not impacting you directly, you still see instances with the people that you're representing where you get ticked off, where you're like, I hate these people.
Yeah, sometimes I have to bite my tongue because I want to see something really mean, you know, it's like, you're like, so, but you can't. I mean, you know, if you tell off an IRS agent, that doesn't help you at all. It hurts you. It hurts your client. Mm-hmm. So I would never, you know, go off on an agent
right.
because it just, you know, it makes everything worse. I did have a client, it's been a long time, but actually punch one right in the nose. And
you did?
No. A client of mine.
Yeah.
The agent showed up at his door.
Oh, what? No kidding.
Yeah, got decked. The agent got decked before he got through the door. And so now that's like punching a cop.
Right.
A government employee.
Right.
Big deal. Now you're looking at jail time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of that, remember when I said, if you're lucky, this is how it's going to go down. And then it's this really horrible path.
Yes.
Because if you're not lucky and you take those positions and they pick you up, you're going to go to jail. They'll put you in jail for that. And a lot of the promoters, like there was a judge, I think it was Rizzo, and he was boldly promoting how this, when they caught up to him, he was in so much trouble. You know what his defense was? Insanity.
Yeah.
I must have been crazy.
Yeah.
And interestingly, he went to jail for a good bit, but his wife did too. I thought that was fascinating that his wife went to jail. And I think that's because she must have been complicit or encouraging, or I don't know. But it's the first time I've ever seen that where they both went to jail and he was the big figurehead.
All right. Let's kind of put a bow on all this. So, The the IRS is coming after you. They're sending you letters, and you're just like, I'm sorry. I don't want to do this. I don't think I should do this. I want to challenge the IRS. You very effectively have laid out why that's not a good idea. So,
so
what do you do instead?
Okay. So if, boy, this could be a whole new topic, and maybe it should be.
Maybe we'll hold on to it.
Yeah. But I would say the quick and down and dirty is file all your tax returns, but that comment there is loaded. We should talk about what all your tax returns mean. And then because IRS won't give you any solution until all tax returns are filed, but the IRS defines all tax returns as the last 6 years, interestingly. So you want to file all your tax returns, start communicating with IRS that they're in the system. Make sure you have copies, because right now it's going to take months, maybe years. If they don't burn your stuff, you heard about that, right? They burned like 30 million tax returns.
No.
Yeah.
Burned them?
Burned them. Yeah.
Like electronically burned them, or threw them into like a fire pit?
Well, they were paper returns. So I'm guessing literally burned them. I saw the.
You're right. They're evil. I didn't support
it. Don't you wish you could do that? Like, wow, there's this really huge backlog of tax returns out there. I mean, there's just so much. I don't think I'll ever get caught up. I think I'll just burn the whole pile of work. Yes.
And then start over.
Start over.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Anyway. Well, we'll talk about that the next time on the IRS Problems Podcast. But I think the lesson that we've learned here is don't fight the IRS. Don't, if they've got you, don't fight it. It's a battle you can't win. You certainly can't win it on your own. That's why you want to reach out to somebody like Todd. Again, this IRS Problems Podcast is designed to be able to give you the kind of help and assistance and information and advice that you need to deal with some of your issues and questions and concerns that you have, or if you know of somebody who does have them as well, please refer them to our website, denverfan.com/tax. You can send those questions in, or you, if you want to try to take on some of these issues yourself, DIYIRSHelp.com. This is a system in place where Todd gives you the kind of advice where you can fill out forms and do a lot of these things by yourself. Or if it just gets to the point where it just seems like it's a little bit too much for you, you can reach out to Todd directly at Advanced Tax Solutions. So is that about right? Anything else you want to add?
No, I mean, the IRS is not out to get you, right? But like, you know, Mike said, don't go tugging on their coattails and drawing attention.
Right.
You know, really, the IRS just wants you to pay your taxes. That's what they really want. But they have a lot of power if you choose to go a different route. They can really make your life tough. So
don't let them make your life tough. Try to avoid that. So I think that's the final lesson of the day. Yeah. All right, that'll do it for this edition of the IRS Problems Podcast. We'll begin back again with another one very soon. For Todd Whalen, I'm Mike Evans, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the IRS Problems Podcast. If you have a question you'd like answered, please post your question at denverfan.com/tax.